take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Jenna, how are you?
Great.
Saw you a couple of times over the break there. Came in buying books.
Crazy bookstore times.
I came and bought some books, and came and bought some more books, and came and bought some more books.
Yeah, it was so nice to see you there, Mikey.
Nice to see you in your domain.
Yeah.
Eli gave me some. Gave me a hand too, helping choose
for me. Oh, good. Wee Eli. Yep. He was great.
I don't know how long he's going to enjoy being called Wee Eli though.
I know.
As you just called him. Yeah. But he does great work though. We should explain that. He's a young gentleman.
Yeah, 13.
13 years old that works in the store and helps out down the end there.
Yeah.
And he would sort of latch onto a customer, and that customer was just like, you couldn't have asked for more help. You know, he was really nailing it. And you could hear people coming and going, oh, they're giving me the young guy to help me out. Oh, sort of thing. And he'd just nail it. And they go, oh, okay, thank you, bye.
Yeah. He takes his job very seriously. Oh, he's been using Lime scooters. I keep seeing him liming around.
Don't judge him on that. He's about the time he wants to start getting into Lime scooters,
I
reckon.
I know. It's good for him. He's free. He's a free man.
God, you set him free from the bookshop. Don't look at Tessa's a little bit embarrassed because she had her first Lime scooter. Oh, we videoed it and played the. I might still have it here.
No, we don't need to play it. Okay,
it's fine.
Show me later.
Mikey decided.
All 8 seconds. Eight seconds.
It upon
I paid for it. I'm happy to pay for it. I was happy to pay for 8 seconds.
I wasn't. I didn't even want to go.
No, but you were a little bit scared, weren't you?
And, yeah, it was terrifying.
And
was
so,
awful.
But we got past that.
No, I probably won't. I have not written another one, and I probably will not.
But at least you've done it. You can say you've done it. It's like bungee jumping.
You really never
fast.
See a sad person on a lame scooter. Maybe you though.
There's a sad people. The people who don't enjoy it don't do it.
There's a lot.
I'm
there's
happy
a lot.
To
I,
take
I'll tell you
the
one.
Footpath.
There is a face on the lame scooter. Just that's got nothing to do with books, obviously. But which is the? I'm not trying to look cool, but I'm not trying to look like I'm just having a willy-nilly Lime scooter. I've actually got somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah, that look like,
I love
like,
it.
Like, yeah, I just need to get there really quick, and it's actually the most effective form of transport that I can utilise at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think, which is really bullshit. You just got 10 minutes on the bus, and you're just having to deliver around the block. You know?
Well, the segue, the cover of the book I'm about to review is Lime.
Oh, that's a bad,
nice. It's lime
good
green.
Segue, I suppose.
That, no,
okay.
That was a nice
far
segue.
Be it for me to say bad segue. But
I like the green with baby pink.
So,
who's the chick on the cover?
Well, this is Lily Allen.
Lily Allen!
So her autobiography came out in November last year. I wasn't that interested in reading it, but I listened to this podcast called How to Fail with Elizabeth Day, and she interviewed her. It was the first one of the year, and I was like, okay, I think I'm going to give this book a go.
Right.
So she's only in her early 30s.
I was going to say, early for an autobiography.
Very early, but I think she has a lot to say because her character has... You know, a lot of people have assumptions about her because when she came out as a musician, she was in that MySpace time and the News of the World and the Sun type tabloid media.
Yeah.
And since that time, she's released 4 albums. She's been married. She's had 3 children, one who was tragically stillborn. She's been divorced, stalked, terrorized by the British media. She's partied a lot. And a majority of that time, she'd never had an orgasm.
Wow.
She talks about that a bit in the book. So
yeah, there's a lot of... I'm looking at the chapters here. There's a lot of...
If that's been a wee while, and you would start going on about that after as the years would get on, wouldn't you? You would start getting a bit pissed off.
Interesting.
She lets you know how
chapter titles, like Isolation and Going Mad.
Yeah.
So
and Glastonbury.
So would one imagine it's very cathartic for her to have written this book?
I think so, and she has a lot to say, and she's getting it off her chest. It's a straight up tell all, and she's got a lot to set straight. And so I think it's a very powerful thing to be able to just tell your own story in your own words with no interruptions, and just sort of be like, no, this is the way it is. And she really does admit to fucking up quite a lot, which, as we all do.
I'll tell you what, some of the best people I know have fucked up heaps.
Yeah.
You know?
And she wants to see...
I think that should be my memorable quote for the show, actually.
Yeah.
Have fucked up heaps.
So did you enjoy it?
I really did.
It's a clever way of saying it.
As someone who, like, is an avid book reader, probably read lots of autobiographies.
Yeah. It's not like... I don't think it's written artfully, but the style is quite like her music, kind of like punchy, like fast speaking, quite funny. and she's really, really smart. And I read it on Friday night and then finished it on Saturday morning. I found it really compelling.
I think the best biographies or autobiographies the same are the ones that you feel like you're suddenly there and you go through the experience with them.
When
they tell a story, it feels like you're just behind the side of their shoulder, or and you can you're imagining that street and how that would have been for them. I mean, if you're that invested in it, boom, it's working. It doesn't matter whether it's artfully written on. There's nothing wrong. I mean, I love artfully written books, but I mean, when it comes to biographies, sometimes just a list of sort of a timeline, boring. See you later. But when you're there, you can sort of go, and the story is told where you can at least get to a stage where you go, wow.
It's not linear, so she just, as you said, she has these headings, so Glastonbury, motherhood, and so she writes about all of her experiences in that chapter, writing her albums, who she's worked with, who's fucked her over. She's got a few,
Does she name? Does she name her?
She names.
Oh,
but naming.
Juicy.
But you've got to imagine, though, if you get to a, look at your face.
That's makes me want to read the book. I want to know what the name's.
Well, but the thing is, if you had done a book, and you released the book, and then you went, you know what? I should have named them.
She's got some quite sort of aggressive songs. Definitely, you can tell they're targeted at people, and you just want to be like, who's that about?
Mm. Yeah, and especially her family life, and dad gets no forgiveness in this book. She really rips him a new one. But it's kind of, she's not holding anything back, and she's not forgiving anyone in it. So
interesting you say that, 'cause it's actually titled
My Thoughts Exactly.
It says on the tin.
Yeah.
She explains her time in the toilets with Liam Gallagher on a plane and going out with Mike Skinner from the Streets.
I didn't know she went out with him.
Ed from the Chemical Brothers. I actually just really enjoyed it, and I just fired through it.
The Streets, Oasis, and the Chemical Brothers. Yep, yep.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Really catches the time in the music.
Running with a certain crowd.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I just thought it was a great memoir. I think it would be really good for young women to read who sort of, she's big on Twitter, and she's a very Me Too movement tight woman, and she'll never hold back from that stuff. She also speaks, one thing she doesn't name is an incident she's had with a record executive that she is processing as well.
Next book. Maybe.
Next book, yeah. And I went back and watched her music videos and stuff from that time, the first ones, and I was like, wow.
I think I want to read it. You've convinced me, Jenna, as you always do.
Oh, cool.
We're going to play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song for the memories.
Do you think her music, is her music career over? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, well, she's in Auckland in February.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go.
But this is an old one.
Thanks, Jenna.
$40.
$40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 $40 was Loose Reads.